What is going down, everyone? It's time for MojoBreak.com, the hype episode 231. Trading cards is the topic. We got lots of stuff to go over today. We're going to give away some limited cards. We're going to be opening up 2021 limited football. Just came out today. We're going to open a box here live and give away the hits. We're also going to talk F1 Chrome. That stuff is insane. We're going to try to figure out why people want it so much. We're also going to go over trading card scams, update you guys on some of the latest and greatest scams in the hobby so that you can kind of prepare and stay away from those outlets of this hobby. And lastly, we're going to do Guess That Price, guys. We're going to do Guess That Price, see who wins this time. So pay attention at home and write that down on Guess That Price, guys. So make sure you hit subscribe here on Mojo Break Media. Dudes, what's going on?
You know, limited, baby. Tom Brady, I'm retiring. I guess we're going to talk about that later. But
yeah. No, we're talking about that right now. That was a perfect segue.
It's what I do.
C-Rad.
It's what I do.
Tom Brady retires. Were you shocked by the news?
Going to the Raiders.
If I had to guess that price on him coming back out of retirement, I would have lost like I always do on Guess That Price.
Nah.
I honestly didn't think he was going to come back. Now it's just kind of funny. It was the fastest retirement of all time.
It was.
How long? How long does he play for? You don't think this is a one and done, right? He's probably going to come back for, what, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years? Does he play until he's 50?
Cody, what do you think?
Yeah, I think he's going to play until he's 50.
And whatever team he does play for, they will be in the Super Bowl going forward,
well,
right?
Well, didn't he also say, like, when he first went to the Bucks, like, yeah, I want to play till I'm 50.
Yeah.
So
I think him and Rodgers have both said that.
Yeah, it was more surprising when he retired than it was to, you know, than him unretiring, really, because, yeah, he was coming back. Everybody knew. I know that Westgate, the sports book at Westgate, that's the hotel, like, kind of off the strip? You pass, like, by the monorail, is that right?
It is, and it's a great sports book. One of the best sports books in Vegas, actually. Wouldn't you say, Doug?
Yeah, it's a nice place.
So they're fancy. All in a tizzy. It sounds like they think somebody knew that Tom Brady was coming back. They placed a bet a few days before he came back. When he comes back, same better, places a bet, better odds for the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl than it was prior. And again, everybody pretty much knew Tom Brady was coming back at some point, whether it was this year or next year. So it just felt like, you know, just got to cover up, make sure you got you cover all your bases here. Make sure you're all covered with the Tom Brady bets. I don't think there's any insider trading on. Well, and everybody knew.
Well, let's just say I'm assuming the authorities have to get involved for some kind of investigation. What do they do? Go through the guy's texts and emails just to see if he had, like, Tom Brady said, "Hey, I'm coming back, buddy. Bet on me."
It's also like the kind of bet that somebody who bets a lot on sports probably makes. Like, okay, well, let me bet on the Bucks now because it's good odds now. And then when Brady comes back, then it's going to be better. And then I'm going to just, again, going to be
covered. It wouldn't even be in question, though. What if Brady comes back and the Bucks trade him? Then that doesn't even matter, right?
That would be kind of hilarious if that's what ends up happening.
I mean, you never know. You never know what can happen. You never know why he came back. Maybe he comes back. Maybe he has a deal worked out. He's going to go to the Niners. He's
but I just want to know, how would somebody get in trouble for that bet? Like, what if his buddy, you know, just said, "Hey, I think Tom's coming back." Is that enough to be, like, guilty?
Technically, yes. I believe so.
Even if the friend had no connection to Mr. Tom Brady himself?
Well, no. He's got to have a connection. Like, right. If it was like, I heard from Giselle, Tom's coming back, then, yeah.
But he still has to go to the Super Bowl at this point for the bet to pay off. Anyway, yeah. It's not like he bet on Tom Brady's coming out of retirement, right? So, which that might have been more of an investigation.
But this ain't insider trading here. Like, this is just, again, like, something I think everybody kind of had this weird gut feeling
I would have said about there was an 80% chance of him coming back.
Yeah. At some point.
At some point.
At some point.
He makes all of us guys that are older, because there's very few players in the league that are older than me that are playing still. He's the one still playing.
I think you got Tom Brady. And you got Tom Brady, because Whitworth just retired. Mm-hmm.
One guy that's older than me that's playing.
I don't know if there is another 39, 40-year-old player in the league.
Will Sebastian Janikowski come out of retirement? That's how it works. Maybe he's the next guy.
Maybe.
There's got to be a kicker somewhere that might be that age, no?
It was kicker? Janikowski was the last guy. Although, how old's Robbie Gould? He might be getting up.
He's getting up there. Yeah. He's definitely getting up there.
Even the kicker position's a young man's game now.
All right, guys. So we're here breaking a 2021 limited football box. It just came out today. Limited is a staple in our hobby. We are going to be giving away the cards. I want to know in the comments below. So we're going to give away the three hits. This box contains three hits. It comes in a 14 box case, guys. So it makes a great break. We're doing 7 box breaks on MojoBreak.com, and we got a special for you guys right now. If you want to get into a break, we're doing a 15% off code, which is crazy. We don't normally do that big of a discount, but we're like, hey, give us a shot. If you've never joined a break, 15% off. Use the code MojoMedia. Just like that. All one word. MojoMedia. It'll save you 15% off on anything on the site. And that is a flash coupon, so that'll expire at any time. But we got C-Rad over here. He's going to open up the box of Limited. We'll see what we get. Hopefully we get something nice to give away to you guys. And I'm excited, man. This is one of my favorite releases. Dan, what do you think?
I love it. I think it falls in the top 10 of the football releases. I've always kind of thought of this product as NT Lite.
That's funny because I've been calling this product Immaculate Light for years.
I call it NT Light.
I could see both of them.
But yeah, if you like this product, you can definitely.
C-Rat has a good point because it has more of a white border background to it than.
It's like Immaculate's little cousin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. And all the hits are usually numbered, so it truly lives up to its name. Limited. Back in the day, me and Dan used to do a lot of 2012 Limited, the Andrew Luck, RG3, Russell Wilson year, and that box always had a lot. That set that year had a ton of vets and legends. So great breaking product. And let's see what we get. Let's see if we can bring the fire here. We're going to be live doing Limited all week along with Playbook Football and Contenders for you 2021 football fans that are chasing those big, big rookies. So, let's see what we get. C-Rad's got some. What do you think of that base, C-Rad?
Great design this year. You know what? It's kind of weird to say this year. Not so much Immaculate Light. It's a little bit more elevated, I would say.
Okay,
like NT,
well, flawless.
NT doesn't have this much gold foiling though.
NT Light.
All right, hit. Tylan Wallace rookie jersey auto, sweet 14/149.
And I'm assuming that's going to be the base RPA, maybe?
This should be the true RPA.
Because they do. I watched a few FOTLs. Emily did some FOTLs today, and there's a couple different RPA designs. So we'll see which one's the true. That one does have the rookie card logo on it, though.
If you want to rip your own box, you can check out MojoBreakShop.com. We have this available 2021 limited football.
Yep. If you don't want to break, you're like, I want to open the whole box to myself. Definitely check out MojoBreakShop.com.
All right, we got a numbered base card that's 56/149 Ramsey of the Ramley.
That right there.
And a Deontay Johnson jersey.
Deontay Johnson. Game day. Now, does that say that's game worn on the back there?
We have game worn materials, yep.
Cool. So they kept that true. That's been a subset.
Maybe not. Player worn.
Oh. Take that back. Hard to get game worn jerseys.
It used to be game worn.
It used to be game worn.
All right. All right, there's some type of special insert that I'm not sure. I don't really see this, but it is a – what is that?
It's like a foil.
It's like a – yeah. I guess old school limited design. I'll let you look at it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because limited used to
they
have –
they had those in FOTL too, but they had parallels in FOTL, so I don't know what they're calling that. But
yeah,
maybe one per box on those.
Put that to the side. All right, your last hit. That's going to be a Racy McMath, rookie auto 47/199. Racy McMath.
If you need him to figure out a problem, he'll probably figure it out for you. You know what I mean? What's 98 times 1,007, Racy? Figure that out for me, McMath. But, there's a limited box, so put your comments below, and make sure you hit subscribe here on MojoBreak Media to win these limited cards. But you never know. Wallace, I mean, the new season, we're going to see what these guys can do as their second year. He's got, two rookies there. So we'll see what happens with those. But what do you think of the lineage of limited football, Dan? And what's the biggest card that like, kind of sticks out in your mind over the years of ripping limited?
I mean, you can get some of the really nice, like, prime patch autos, RPAs, I think, what you're really, really searching for in this product. Like I said, it is I truly, and I've always looked at it as a National Treasures light. Not everybody can afford a National Treasures. This used to be a box in the $150 range back in the way back in the day. Now it's a little bit more expensive. But you know,
well, one thing I like, and it's probably on the slide right above me here for the limited reaction slide, is they have the drafted jersey cards. So you can see with the Zach Wilson there that is the jersey that Mr. Goodell gave him at the draft. So it was his initial, you know, I'm on the team, you know, this is exciting for me, my life is changing, and those get cut up and put into cards. So that's probably a low numbered parallel version of it, but they have those draft day jerseys for the guys that were at the draft. So you might want to check the checklist out and see who's on there for the 2021. I know we didn't have a live draft in 2020, so it's made its return here for 2021, and I think that's a really undervalued piece. I mean, if you think about the moment, especially if it's like a guy who turns into a Hall of Famer or like a Patrick Mahomes, and you have the jersey that he was first given on a card, I think that is really cool. And I think it's probably, like I said, it's one of the most underrated insert auto cards that people don't pay what it probably should be worth.
Yeah. I want to say they had, it wasn't an autoed version of it, but there's another product that had like the draft day relics at some. It was an early release. I can't remember. It might have been a Topps, like an early Topps release, like Rising Rookies or something like that back in the day, that was kind of the same subset.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is that still a book or is that an actual vertical?
No, that's regular? A book. Yeah, that's a book. Okay. So I know they've had them opening the other ways in the past. So yeah. they went more.
I was confused because on the picture right above you, it looks like it's just like a normal, almost like a normal card, right? It's just like the piece, the jersey, and the autograph on the bottom. But yeah.
So yeah, so how you're asking how can I win one of these cards? First of all, make sure you hit subscribe here on Mojo Break Media. Secondly, make sure go ahead and type in the comments below your favorite limited card of all time, or one that you'd want to own. Right? Maybe you own it or you don't have it and you want it. Put that in the comments below, and we're going to pick three winners for the three cards. So there'll be three winners on this contest. We also have last week's contest. Cody has officially named a winner.
That's right. Our winner is Roger L. for last week's contest. Roger is the winner. I believe his Mount Rushmore of QBs was Brett Favre, Peyton Manning, Joe Montana, and, of course, one Tom unretired Brady.
That's
Brett Favre, the actor.
Yeah.
From what movie?
There's something about Mary.
Absolutely.
Brett Favre.
Yep. Showed up at the end of the movie, right?
At the end of the movie.
That was great. That was a great flick. That's that's a top 10 there for sure. So, but make sure, like you said, we're breaking limited. Dan and C-Rag talked about breaking limited. Make sure you head over to mojobreak.com and use that discount code MOJOMEDIA to get in another limited break. It's time to talk some F1 chrome, and we're going to try to decipher, us non-F1 racing guys are going to try to decipher why this stuff is over $1,200 a box now. So we had the debut of 2020 F1 chrome last year, which those boxes are now $2,800. But you had the first cards of Max Verstappen. You had the first cards of Lewis Hamilton. You had, you know, all these racers that had cards. That was their first card. So now we're into the second year, and we're getting a lot of second-year cards. But it doesn't seem to slow the market down. C-Red, you've broken more than this than I have. What is your thoughts initially on the 2021 F1 Chrome?
Well, I've noticed that there's some boxes that obviously at the price point it is currently, it's, you know, obviously some people, I've seen some boxes that weren't very good, and then I've seen some boxes that were incredible, like multiple low numbered refractors in a single box. So I don't know what to make of this. My only thinking is that the first year is so expensive that people want another shot at it, you know, so they're saying, hey, this is like less than half the price of the debut version. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, and you have rookie cards this year of Yuki, and you have the Zhao, the Chinese driver as well. Who else is a rookie?
Schumacher
is another one. And we don't have the data yet on what their singles are going to sell for, so that might shed some light. But I do have some data on some early Lewis Hamilton cards that had sold. And so the image variation refractor recently sold for $2,500. So if you look at the original 2020 Topps Chrome, the image variation sold for $4,500. So you're about half, right, on a second year card, mm-hmm. which I guess is on par. So that makes me think the boxes have reached their peak at this point. Because if the boxes are $2,800 and they're dried up of the first edition, first year, I should say, now you have the second year and some of the singles are selling for half. I guess that's on par.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it, and at least out of the gate, the increase in this year's is actually performing better than last year at this point.
It was a lot faster.
It was a lot faster.
A lot faster.
It took like...
6 months.
I would 6 months for it to really get to its peak, which I think was over $2,000. I want to say it was like $2,500-$2,600 a box at one point. What about the third year? I know the second year just came out, and it's weird because we're talking 2021. It is 2021 Topps Chrome F1, but we're well into 2022.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And then if you look at it, 2020 actually came out in 2021. So when we get 2022, it'll probably be well into 2023.
Right.
I don't know if that has something to do with like the time of this, when the season starts for F1 or what, but yeah. I've always thought that's a little tricky.
I mean, and we're talking about, you know, last year's wholesale price was around $50 to $60 per.
Yeah, I think it was like $55.
So Topps sold it to distributors or whatever around $40 to $50. It's a $2,700 box now. Progressively climbed, right? This year, I believe, and not a lot of dealers were getting it because of what happened last year.
Let's pull back that curtain right now.
Yeah, I'm pulling it
pull
back.
It back.
I'm pulling
pull
it back.
It back.
I believe the wholesale cost was around $250.
So
once again,
$200.
A lot of dealers not getting it at that price.
I think it was $255. I think it was clear like a $200 increase as like the distributor cost.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so now you got, you know, boxes that are, there's people willing, there's wholesalers willing to buy it at 1,000. So you can see that increase. But Topps did make up that margin a little bit. They said, hey, there's a little bit of, it's too much meat on the bone for you guys. So now we got to get a little bit of that meat in our mouth. So they went ahead and they took some of that back. And
I'm not cutting that.
Wow.
Why are you guys laughing?
Not a chance.
Oh, no,
I'm
no,
cutting
no,
that
no, 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 no.
I only laughed because Dan made that face.
I'm just saying, you know, we're using the meat on the bone, you know.
Yeah, but there's a difference between meat on the bone and meat in my mouth.
but the whole point of meat on the bone is to have more meat in your mouth,
no,
right? Yes.
No, that is not that.
Because you're biting off more than you can chew, whatever, right? So
digging that hole. We are digging that hole.
We got two phrases in one there.
Yeah. So, but yeah. So okay. they bridged the gap is what I'm saying is it wasn't $50 anymore on wholesale. It was $250 on wholesale.
Now, we can't speak because we are not a Topps direct dealer, so I don't actually know what the direct cost is. I'm basing it on the wholesale distributor cost. I don't know if distributors were like, well, we're going to basically sell it for $255.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Topps direct, maybe we can get somebody who does have a direct account that would know if they received any, if it truly was a $200 increase per box.
Yeah, and before you go, hey, I was listening to a guy on the Hype or Mojo Break Media, and he said, oh, you know, you paid $250 for that box and you're selling it for $1,200. We don't know what people paid for it because, like I said, a lot of people didn't get any, and then they're out on the secondary market trying to buy it, and it's all been – it's literally been going up. $100 a day. It is.
We could sell it for $1,000 a box to other retailers, other wholesalers.
Yeah.
And we are selling it right now substantially lower than that in our shop.
Yeah.
And you could also buy it on MojoBreakShop.com.
Yeah. So. And we're doing breaks. If you look at the market value, we were doing breaks. We're giving away the light box for free. So we were doing two box breaks, one hobby, one light, and the light box was almost free. And I think we're pretty much out of light, so we had to rebuy some chrome because of the demand.
Because
crazy.
Yeah, and we didn't get that much of it. So
yeah, so now we're gonna be doing single box breaks, but it seems like the value is there. It seems like every single card, every driver sells.
International market maybe?
Could be.
I'm going to give the F1 collectors a lot of credit right now because, you know, a couple of episodes ago, you guys heard me talk about it. I question the legs of these kind of more niche sports. Not when I say niche, I don't like not saying it's not huge or anything, but the, you know, besides the main sports of baseball, basketball, and football, where we're getting a influx of new rookies every single year, I was like, what is the draw for a second year, third year, fourth year of collecting the same guys pretty much? And I'm talking about F1, UFC, wrestling, in some cases soccer, right? Soccer may have more new players joined than these other sports actually, but I was like, you know, I didn't see this product going up very much. I would say even up to last Friday, okay? This product just came out last week. Even up to last Friday, other major retailers were still only at $600 a box. Yeah. So you could have bought this easily.
I would have never predicted that it would be $1,000, right? $1,200
today. When we come into this week and it's jumped up double. And
because
I'm like,
you're not even, what do you say, what's the average of, because you're not getting an auto every box.
No, you're getting one every three or four boxes.
So you get, so, you do
so
a
it's
case.
Actually, it's the same as it was last year.
Yeah.
So you do a case, you get about three autos then.
Yes.
Wow.
But are we chasing the autos?
Not necessarily.
I mean, you're going for the image variations. You're going for the refractors. You're going for the rookies. There's a lot that you're chasing, and it's not a autograph-driven product.
So this community of collectors that are buying these F1 cards, they're going hard to, you know,
yeah,
for their collection.
I mean, and I want to know, you guys, comment below that – you guys that are buying this but aren't really watching the sport. Like, is there a lot of that happening where there's like, I'm buying Lewis Hamilton, but I'm not watching it. So just because it's like a FOMO or because you're seeing the prices you're buying in, I want to know how much of that is going on. So are you one of them that's like, I never watched the rates, but I've got, you know, F1 Chrome rookies of Lewis Hamilton?
I think this actually comes from sportspromedia.com, and I think it kind of explains a lot. One, the sport is super popular internationally. You go to Europe, and it's like a massive,
yeah,
massive
they drive their, you see on the cars, they drive their Grand Prix everywhere,
right,
in the world. So
right. But I think
these
this,
are big events.
But this, yeah, stat, like I said, sportspromedia.com, the 2021 Formula One season reached an average of 934,000 viewers per race on ESPN. That's an increase of 54% compared to 2020. Also had a record, the highest rated F1 race on ABC, 1.2 million viewers. This is not huge numbers compared to like the NBA, the, you know, the big three. But I think for Formula One, again, a sport where for most of the time you have to wake up early to even catch it stateside, the fact that a million people are tuning in for every single race, that's something I don't think any of us saw coming. And whether it's the Netflix series, whether it is maybe a direct effect of Topps Chrome F1, that people are saying, you know what, I'm actually going to tune in now. But clearly the sport is catching on and people are into it stateside.
How do those numbers compare to NASCAR? I know we don't have those.
I think NASCAR is still higher.
Still
as,
higher?
As yeah,
damn, probably right, not in the is. World. Probably not in the world.
No.
But, okay. US.
But in the U.S. No, in the U.S.
Probably
yes,
not
NASCAR.
In Europe.
No. I don't think people are obsessed with Chase Elliott in Spain.
They should be.
Yeah, they should be. But no, NASCAR still is probably higher. Not probably. It is higher in the United States. But the fact is, the fact that a million people are watching is pretty remarkable here in the United States, that they're waking up early to watch that sport.
I'm going to say, that's definitely an early day. So we got one more thing to talk about, some exciting news here. We're going to be giving away a ton of stuff, and I'll let Cody take over on our next big video that's been coming out.
Yeah, like Doug said, we have got a brand new tournament going on this month on Mojo Break Media and at Mojo Break M on Twitter. It's Mojo Madness, a bracket of the most iconic sports cards of all time. We just did our selection show. If you're listening to this, make sure to go to YouTube and check out Mojo Break Media and check out our Mojo Madness selection show. And then make sure to follow us on Twitter at Mojo Break M. That's at Mojo Break M. And follow us all month long for prizes, to vote on your favorite cards. Make sure to retweet and follow us on Twitter and vote for your favorite cards, the most iconic cards in the hobby. It was a really fun video. We all picked our own winners. C-Red, have you had a chance? I know you weren't in on the video. Have you had a chance to check out the bracket and maybe off the top of your head, the most iconic sports card of all time, if you got one?
Man, all I know is that Steph Curry better be half of that bracket right there.
He's there.
He's definitely
Steph
on there.
Steph is there. Steph is there, for sure.
He's there.
I mean, you got to tune in. I think I'm going to win with my picks, so you might want to ride my train.
Are you guys competing?
It's a friendly competition, but I usually win. Yeah. So.
But we're giving away a box of 2022 Topps Heritage Baseball on Twitter. So make sure to go to Twitter, follow us again, at MojoBreakM, and vote all month long. We got more great prizes coming up all month long. Should be a lot of fun.
All right, scam alert. I know we have a lot of new people in this hobby, and maybe some of you that have been around for a while that don't know about some of these common scam, scummy things that happen in the hobby. Unfortunately, we wish everybody would be good in the hobby, but there is some bad seeds when there's money involved and there's a way to make a quick buck. A lot of people take Easy Street and scam others, so we wanted to make you guys aware of some of these big scams. I'm going to basically go over all of these big scams, and then we're going to have a discussion on, you know, what to look out for. So the first one is retail scams. Big, there's a lot of different retail scams. Now, when I'm talking about retail, it's the retail SKUs, the blasters that you can find in Walmart, on Walmart.com, Target, mega boxes and stuff like that. There's a lot of people that have bots that tend to gobble all these boxes up. In this specific instance, Absolute Football has been shown to weigh more if it has a kaboom. So somebody that can buy 100 boxes at a time, or even walk into a Target, weigh it out, and then make sure they take the big hit and then sell it to you, you're not going to get anything. So if you're not buying from a reputable person, you're buying from somebody on eBay, you're buying from somebody on the street, figure that most of those or a lot of those are going to be either repacked or weighed out so that you're not going to get a big hit and you've decreased your odds. I mean, your already odds are very low with retail anyway. So you're going to overpay two times, three times the amount that you're going to pay from Target and Walmart for some secondary stuff, and you're going to be bummed out because you got scammed. So buy from reputable dealers, save your money, maybe buy hobby products, or try to get it yourself without having to pay that second, third, fourth price. Because also, we get rid of these flippers, then, you know, the market kind of settles and you don't have to pay three times the amount on Absolute that's been weighed, where you cannot get a kaboom. Another thing, beware of fake cards. These three cards, me and Dan actually bought them. We bought them from a guy that we thought was trustworthy. He had a big lot of cards that he sold. It was like 10 to 15 cards. These three were in there, got sent to us. And I was starting to price things out. And I thought it was really weird that in a Johnny Unitas card, there had been 70 of them that had sold within that week. So I said, there's no way that a card from whatever it was, 1996, that 70 of them sold that week. So then I looked at the Kobe Bryant, 70 of them had sold that month. And this is all through eBay. And we're talking about $400, $500, $600, $700 on these. And then the Willie Mays. So these are three very, very common reprinted and then signed, either the person's practicing the autograph, just because the technology on these cards at that time weren't great. So the easy to reprint, easy to fake the autograph. These guys are practicing their penmanship over and over again, putting it on the card. And you can see here in this Kobe Bryant slide that we have, that there's two different types of autos. I mean, if Kobe sat down back in 2001 and signed these cards, he wouldn't have signed different ones. They'd all be the same autograph. So that's a for sure telltale sign. Now, there is real versions out there. So I would try to buy the PSAs, the BGSs, and not buy raw cards. And just look at if there's a lot sold on eBay and it's an old card, you got to question that they're obviously possibly fakes, and look at the person you're buying from. So
yeah, back in the day, they didn't have, I mean, these aren't numbered,
right?
So there's a lot of them. And you go back to the Unitas and the Maze, it looks like just an in-person auto, right? There's no like certified autograph anywhere on it. There's no shaded area where the autograph would go.
There is on the Willie Mays, but they reprinted that one that way.
Yeah, But the Johnny Unitas for sure like doesn't have the shaded area where the autograph would go. So that is also and the thing is, look at those specific cards on eBay. It's a telltale sign when there's hundreds of them available for purchase.
Also, I should note, because you just were like, we bought these for, you know, 4, 5, 6. Because there are going to be guys that are like, of course you got scammed. How do you think you got a real Kobe auto for $400? We're talking about this was a 2017
No, yeah.
So this was before the market.
And the guy claims, and I talked to him afterwards, and he offered me a refund, but he claimed he didn't know, and maybe he wasn't, maybe it had passed through his hands, but he sold us a lot of like 12 to 15 cards where there was definitely some real cards in there, because there was a BGS9 Luka Doncic Absolute Auto I'd bought, so that one I knew was real, so I didn't question that there was Kobe, and you know I was like, whatever, that's a pretty good deal. It was like normally like, I think the deal was like $2,100, and it was $3,000 worth of cards. So that's a pretty good deal. You know, I'll definitely take it. We could use it for buybacks. So then I put it in a shoebox, and when I started to price things out for a buyback, that's when I noticed. I was like, crap. Why are there so many of these Kobes on eBay that sold recently? There's no way that there's 100, you know. So that's to do your research there. If something's selling a lot, that means, because if somebody's printing these, they're printing thousands of them. They're not just printing 10 of them.
Yeah,
they're printing thousands of them.
And those Kobes at that point were like $150, $200.
Right.
That Johnny Unitas was like a $75 to $100
right.
card.
So it's under the radar.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's not like somebody's fake, and people do fake the 86, 87 Jordan, but that's like go big, right? And then you can get caught.
Or the 03, 04 SP Authentic rookie auto of LeBron.
That's another common one that people are doing. And then with Upper Deck, sometimes you can kind of see the hologram on the back. If it looks a little off, it probably means it's fake. So that's one really telltale sign, because no one's been able to perfect that hologram that Upper Deck's had since day one. But I wanted to move on, and I got these bozos on here, and I know we've talked about them before, and I'm just using them for the purpose of being scammed by group breakers. For one, obviously, do your due diligence, see if they have a store. You feel a little bit more comfortable if they have a lot more skin in the game, if they have a store, if they've been established for years. But what I see going on Whatnot and Loop is these guys that are doing, because these live commerce platforms, which is definitely the way of the future, but the live commerce platforms take the thinking out of buying, because you can click and buy and you own it. So what some of these breakers are doing is they're doing their own repacks, and then they're auctioning them, right? So they basically have us, and this is how I picture it. I'm not saying there isn't guys doing this on the up and up, but there is a very easy way to make sure that you're profitable on every auction. So you start the auction, it goes for $100, and you grab a box that you had a $60 card in from your table, and you're like, here's your box, and it looks like it's a repack. And you're like, cool, here you go. And you got $60. So the guy just made $40. So then he does another one, and he's like, if it gets to 500, I'll throw in two boxes. It gets to 500, people click and they buy it. And then he grabs two boxes out, and it's like $300 in cards. So it's like kind of a sham, because it's built-in profit for the guy. There's no numbered boxes. They're not randoming which box they're doing. They're basically grabbing a box, and they know in their mind what card's in there because they packed them themselves. And it's exciting for the customer, and the customer probably doesn't think twice about getting a card that's worth less than they spent. But literally, there's probably never going to be a card that was more until the breaker hits his, you know,
value. I don't know how they do it, but it wouldn't be that difficult to, like you're saying, you have boxes even rowed up where you're like, cards between $75 and $100. Are in this row. Cards that are $150 to $250 are in this row.
Right.
And I mean, it really wouldn't be that difficult. That's why you can't do the live auction repacks.
Right. You can't.
Everybody has, in order to do it the correct way, everybody has to pay the same amount.
Correct. Or, I mean, you could do that if you're then in turn doing a random and you have all the box. See, that's the thing. And we're going to get into another scam with buybacks coming up here at the end of the show, at the end of the segment here, is if you have things numbered and you're randoming them, then that's transparent. All boxes are made up front. You maybe show what the big card is, and you have them all in there, and they're all made. I mean, these guys are basically making boxes as they go live. So they're like, I think I'm going to sell 10 today. I'm going to make 10 boxes. And they know what's in them. I mean, who's to even say that they get to the one card where it's like, okay, I got that Kevin Durant there is like the big hit, right? And it's a $5,000 card, and I've teased that, right? I've said, hey, there's going to be a Kevin Durant. And then they make sure it comes out the last box. But in the meantime, they're telling their buddy just to bid it up, right? so that their buddy buys it, and then that now they're not even out the chase card. So there's a lot of shenanigans that can happen with buybacks and live commerce. So I would definitely stay away from that. A lot of this stuff's going on.
The live commerce, I mean, I love the idea. It's kind of the Wild West right now.
Yes.
There is very little regulations, but, you know, I mean, once it's around, it'll start to police itself.
Yep. And I think it's a lot of these newer guys, because, you know, the guys that have been around for a while are breaking with us, breaking with Layton. They're comfortable there. But these new guys, they're going to Whatnot and Loop. So it's like the perfect storm of a guy that doesn't even know what he's buying. But yeah. He knows there's 150 people chatting and they're bidding and there's action and there's something going on.
And at that point, to be on one of those platforms, all you need is a little bit of inventory and a cell phone.
Correct. So you have no skin in the game. So there should be a little bit more requirements on their end, you know, because honestly, I mean, these live commerce platforms, I think Loop polices things more than Whatnot, as far as I could tell. But, I mean, one big scandal, they could be shut down.
Done. Done, son.
Done, son. I want to also do this. So the next buyer beware is off-brand grading companies. They're all popping up every day. And there's new ones. I was looking for the one that was like cut like a diamond. It was a diamond graded card. Terrible. Black Mamba grading. Why? First graded. Why?
Whoa.
The ones you need to stick with are BGS, PSA, and maybe SGC as a third option. What do you think would be the third option?
SGC and then the comic book company 4.
That's what I would probably say as well. But, I mean, you want to get them BGS and PSA.
This first Bowman looks like they broke into Upper Deck and stole their dot matrix printer.
Oh, the first graded.
Yeah, first graded. Yeah. First graded. First graded Bowman.
You know, and honestly, I don't like a lot of you guys out there like HGA. And I feel like they've had way too many mess ups. I'm not saying their company's not legit and they're not legit trying to grade cards well. But I just the mess ups of getting counterfeits that they've done and, you know, the mistakes that they've had or the vanity slabs that they've done where they've taken a fake card and actually slabbed it for people.
Come on, guys.
I don't like that. I just feel like if you have a big card and you want to get it graded, you can't touch BGS and PSA. And I know their prices are high and I know their wait sometimes is long. But if you have a serious card, that's where you want to go. And maybe, I guess, if you have an under $100 card, you consider SGC and CSG. But I would maybe do some research on eBay on your particular card before you send it into those companies. Maybe hope that BGS and PSA's line gets down a little longer.
I mean, they're working on it. We've already seen an improvement with both companies. So,
anything to add with the grading?
No, I think the general, from what I can tell, the general hobby is. And like you said, there are people that still like the HGA slab, but I think the general consensus is that people ain't really messing with SGA.
Doug, where do you stand on the grading of a graded card?
Oh, like the diamond thing or whatever? No.
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 Just nope.
No. I mean, if it's a 10, why do I need it to be a top percent 10?
No, yeah, I agree with you.
Then you're going to grade the graded grade.
Grade the graded card.
Yeah, it's been kind of a thing with PSA 10s for a long time where it's like, people are like, is it as good as a BGS 10 pristine black label, right? There's that whole thing. So it's like grading a PSA 10 in that sense is like, you know, not all cards are graded equally, right? So there has to be a PSA 10 that is better than another PSA 10.
Yeah, I mean, do you think at some point PSA has like a PSA 10 plus?
I don't know. I know they were doing something with Ben Baller that was supposed to roll out about some kind of additional kind of grading, maybe a gemmed out kind of grading case. I don't know. But
yeah.
There's something they're going to be releasing that hasn't been, at least I haven't heard yet.
Still curious about that. I'm waiting to see. I'd like a cool looking Ben Baller encased card.
Maybe if it's like a PSA 10 plus, you get a diamond encrusted. Maybe that's what they're doing. I don't know. Cody, what do you think in terms of grading? What do you think about these off-brand companies?
I don't use them, like you guys were saying, frankly.
Don't do it.
I think you guys said it. The top four, if we're going to – I mean, we like doing Mount Rushmores here. So I think we've said it. That's the Mount Rushmore of grading.
That's who I would trust.
Yeah, and for sure I think you got to lean towards PSA and BGS, but I think also people are – you know, if you don't want to wait in line or you're on a budget, I think SGC is a perfectly fine replacement for all of those.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think it's really just that. Don't get suckered into a deal when just pay a little bit more to get it done right. And I think in the long run, especially if you're the type of person who's looking to flip that card or to look at it, sell it down the line or have it, it also look better as yeah. well. Yeah. So there's just everything about it. There's really nothing good about going to stuff where you don't know who they are. They don't have a reputation. Yes, you got to start somewhere, but for now, let some of those guys establish themselves and go with the trusted brands.
Absolutely. And our last buyer beware is buybacks that are not numbered. I think for the transparency, what we're going through in this industry, Fanatics, we talked about it on the Josh Luber interview. So make sure you guys check that out here at Mojo Break Media. Make sure you hit subscribe. But buybacks in general, they need to be numbered. We need to know how many they're making. This company, Superbreak, has been around for a long time, and I don't know how they've been around for a long time, but they still continue to make buyback products, and they can literally make them as they go. So because they don't number the boxes, so they could put out a fancy hit on a sell sheet. Do we know that's in a box? Well, we don't know because they're not numbered. They could be waiting for a certain amount to sell out and then put that card in the box. If everything is printed and numbered at the beginning, then we know that the whole entire print run was made, and we're not just making it up as we go in order to pull the wools over the eyes of the customers. And you know what? I'll throw Break Kings in the mix. They've been terrible, and I don't know why we even did that. We're not doing it anymore. They don't number their boxes either, and you're getting 50% return on 99% of your boxes that you buy from these guys.
You're not getting 50%, man.
Well, I'm being generous.
Yeah, you are.
I'm being generous.
You are.
So, I mean, we got to hold these companies that call themselves buyback companies. We got to hold them accountable because we're trying to do – I mean, we don't have a whole lot of time. We're trying to do our own buybacks where we do number them. We film everything. We let everybody know where they're coming from so that it's transparent. Everybody has a fair shot. But these guys could literally be, like, making this up as they go and buying cards as they've got more money from breakers.
Yeah, I mean, and you got some time? Go to YouTube. Check out some Super Break videos.
Yeah, because they also make original cards too, and you can look at those things.
Go check out some Break Kings, and you'll know right out of the gate that the value just isn't there. You know what I'm saying, C-Red?
It's hideous cards. They're original cards.
Yeah,
hideous stuff.
At one point they had a good idea. The original bar cards with the original art.
Yeah. Those were cool.
The
original ones.
With the cut autos, like the
cut autos.
And they were
kind of like the oversized transcendent cards. And they were cool.
Mm-hmm.
But the quality of the product has gone downhill tremendously.
And I'll note that seems to be the case with a lot of buyback companies. Like, the product will start off nice, but as time goes on, they're like, we can keep making the same product without giving less value.
And let's face it. I mean,
and people are going to buy
for a buyback product is time consuming, and to get good deals, it is very difficult.
Mm-hmm. A lot of these guys have chosen the route to sell to distributors.
Yep.
And the case of Break Kings, Leaf is putting it out there for them and soliciting it to us. You think Leaf's doing it for nothing? No, they're getting a cut too. So they had to buy the cards on eBay or at a card show, and then they had to pay for packaging, and then they had to pay Leaf, and then Leaf had to make, you know, then we have to get it.
No,
and then we have to make
profit.
Then it goes
to a distributor.
Right.
The distributor has to make their mark, and then it goes to us, and then we have to make our mark. The end consumer loses most of the time with buybacks,
and
the end collector, it's not real beneficial unless it is being done by one person. Like,
yeah,
when we make our buyback product, we don't have anybody else that needs to get a cut of the profit. And a lot of times we are buying cards 3, 4, 5 years ago when the market was completely different, and those cards have appreciated. So it gives us a little bit more flexibility when we...
But I will give credit to Hit Parade, because they, from day one, and maybe some of their quality has gone down as far as their hits, but they have always been numbered.
Yeah, absolutely.
Their cases are numbered, and each individual box is numbered.
I think in their case, they do so much quantity, it is hard to put big cards in every single case.
Yep.
And you've seen a lot of buybacks where it will be a graded base card.
Yep.
Like, and when they probably bought that graded base card in the peak of the market, that was probably a $200-$400 card.
Right.
Yeah.
But now when it goes into the product, it's worth $50.
Right. Or you'll see, like, in Super Break, they had that big, a lot of you guys might not have been in the hobby, but they bought the Yasiel Puig Superfractor, which at the time was a huge card. It was like a $30,000 card. It was right when Puig was on the Dodgers. He was doing well. Everybody wanted him. The owner of Super Break was on ESPN promoting the product. And then, you know, the Yasiel Puig came out in the last box, right? So it was like the whole product sold through. No transparency there. Obviously, you have the big card that you didn't want to hit early, and you just can't do buybacks that way. So that was one of the reasons why. Right out the gate, it was like, this is, you know, just shady. Things aren't numbered. We don't know who has the boxes. And then you saw them progressively starting to do the cheapest version of the biggest name guys. So you'd have like a Kevin Durant, like in person authenticated auto, right? So, which is like the cheapest possible Kevin Durant hit you can get, right? So you're not thinking with the hobbyist in mind. That's one of the things that I've done from day one is when I'm packing the product that we make, and granted we don't make that many, is, you know, to keep in mind that you guys want certain types of cards. So, all right, it is time. Guess that price. If you're playing along at home, I want to know how well you did. Did you beat us? This one's going to be wacky, so I'm going to hand it over to host Cody. Guess that price.
All right. Oh, so we talked a lot about F1 Chrome today, so I thought let's do something a little different. Let's go with alternative sports, niche sports, whatever you want to call it. It's basically sports that aren't basketball, football, baseball, hockey, not those sports, soccer even. We're not even touching that. We're going to go as weird as we can. Weird's maybe not the right word. These are regular sports. I played some of these sports. People like these sports. Anyway, let's get to it. Enough dilly-dallying. Let's get right to it. All right. First up, let's start with an F1 card. This is a 2020 Topps Dynasty Max Verstappen red rookie card. It's a triple relic.
This sold.
And auto. This sold. All these cards sold. Number to five, this sold on December 27th of 2021. There were 48 bids.
Dude, you guys messed up. I've been opening up a lot of Dynasty lately.
Uh-oh. So C-Rat's got the advantage is what you're saying.
I'm ready for the winning bid here.
All right, give me a second.
All right, you want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
$22,540 for the win.
$22,540?
$150,000.
Okay. Oh!
Wow. Dan? Got anything close to $150,000?
I got $19,000.
All right.
You guys are both way off. I'm probably way off too, but you guys are both way off too.
Actual price. $20,600. That means Dan, I believe. Yeah, Dan is the winner.
$20,000 for a one of one?
It's okay. One of five.
Okay.
One of five.
One of five.
Oh, this is a one of one, bro.
You got messed
up. Oh, you played me.
I did. I said number to five. Play it back. Number to five.
I was confident. I didn't think somebody was going to be that close to me.
So you take... That's a one of five. You take that times five. It's closer to me than
that's fair.
But it isn't a 101.
Well, we tried. So all right, Dan is in
I
the
mean,
lead.
And I was saying before we even got started, F1's kind of my thing.
He's
a NASCAR guy.
That's right.
Yeah. Well,
right.
Looks like a NASCAR.
Next up, UFC. Aww. This is where C-Rack can get back in. We got UFC.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna win this one.
This is Khabib. Khabib, big name in the UFC world, MMA world. This is a color blast. Okay. Khabib.
That's
from
raw.
Did they get him on the toilet?
It is raw.
It's
sold raw.
Got you.
2021 Prism Color Blast Khabib, numbered to 10, raw.
I'm sorry, but that looks like he's gripping the side of the stalls after eating some Taco Bell.
Yeah, it's not.
And they photoshopped out the.
It's not the most
the porcelain thrown there.
Yeah, it's not the most appealing photo, but hey, whatever. Sold February 3rd, 2022. There were 38 bids. Again, this is an ungraded card.
Now, see, a UFC fan knows that's his. He's doing this stomp right before the fight starts.
No, I figured that much, but you know.
I have no idea.
A signature move.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So I think he's Dan won. He has to go first.
$6,700.
$6,700.
That's not a bad guess.
I'm going with $11,111.
That's not bad. It's too low, though, still. $14,000.
$14,000. All right. Actual price. We may get a clean sweep here. $4,238. Dan takes it. I think the fact
ahead of time or
if
something?
This was a graded card, I think it's closer. It gets over 10. If this is a graded card, maybe it gets over 10. I don't know.
I my bid was based on being raw. I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know UFC. I knew what move he was
doing.
So he's
got to get only. He's got to get one more to win here.
I know that move.
Dan only needs one more to
you
win.
You felt like you knew that move.
How do you pronounce his last name?
Shy. Khabib, right?
Yeah, notice I didn't say his last name.
How do you say it?
Nurmagomedov.
There you go. Thank you. Nurmagomedov.
Yeah, I got that.
Anyway, there you go. Dan's up to nothing right now.
Yeah, I'm going for it
All right. On to the next one.
I don't even know why
one.
I play this, dude.
All right. Now, oh, God, I realize now why did I put this third?
That's my
dude. You guys are in cahoots.
This isn't even. I swear to God. I did not mean to put...
Does anybody make aviator shades look cooler than Chase Elliott?
I did not mean to put NASCAR superstar Chase
Elliott. Is that
Elliott,
a one-of-one?
One-of-one.
It's just patches, though.
This is a racing fire suit from 2021.
That is a little Napa know-how and a little Chevy.
21
Chevy Camaro right there.
National Treasures NASCAR fire suit booklet. It's a one-of-one. It is raw. It sold January 19th of this year. There were 24 bids.
I'm ready.
All right.
Damn.
I don't even know why we were even trying.
$2,400.
All right, $2,400.
$24.99.
Oh my gosh, we're going prices right.
I originally put $1, but I'll put $1,000 because I'll play the game even though I'm gonna lose.
All right,
$1,000
actual price. Someone was $25 off.
It's gotta be me.
And it was C-Rad. $1,025.
Yes, I know NASCAR.
NASCAR.
That's me.
NASCAR sucks.
The NASCAR guy cannot get the NASCAR.
How
does that only sell for $1,200?
Fast like a NASCAR. That's one of my favorite songs. Fast like a NASCar.
That's a great. I mean,
like a NASCar. Fast.
No auto on there.
It's like the Michael Jordan of the sport. Or no, maybe
I wouldn't go that far.
Maybe the mellow ball of the sport.
Okay, better than the mellow ball.
I'm about to come back right here. Let's go.
I think maybe fair to say what the
he's the Kevin Durant.
I was gonna say KD.
He's the Kevin Durant.
He's the KD.
You put a Kevin Durant card like that, that's about $150,000.
They should swap.
You
sports.
Get a piece of KD's car.
I mean, I get it. It's just patches.
Maybe Elliott should play for the Nets and Kevin Durant should race for Hendrick Motorsports.
Yeah, there you go. Let's do it. That'd be fun.
Ooh.
Let's make a show out of it. All right, next up. I think you've already seen it.
Yep.
Is that a Net Pro?
Next up, yes. That is a Net Pro. That is Serena Williams. And that is from 2003.
Is that a rookie?
Yes, it is. 2003 Net Pro Glossy Elite Serena Williams rookie card. Number to 100.
PSA what?
It's a PSA 10.
PSA 10? Oh,
PSA
yeah.
10. This
and sold on eBay?
That's money.
This sold on eBay February 28th. 2022.
That's recently.
59 bids.
59 bids.
59.
Bro. Yeah. Yep. Let's go.
All right.
All right.
Wild,
I won.
Wild guess.
First.
$6,000.
All right.
$3,250.
Okay.
Let's go ahead.
What'd you put?
$36,700.
Actual price. Doug is the winner of that round.
Knew it. I was embarrassed after your guys' price.
So nobody can win then.
$50,299.
See, I thought I was thinking of the wrong
card. Is it glossy? Is that hard to hit?
There's 100 of them.
There's only 100. It's the greatest female tennis player of all time. Arguably the greatest tennis player of all time.
Yeah.
I doubted myself after you guys' bids. I don't know what I was thinking.
What'd you put?
I put $6,000. Oh. I don't know. I obviously don't know the tennis.
That's probably the exception.
This is probably like a we're talking about GOAT conversations
right.
now. So this is a GOAT price.
$50,300 essentially.
This is a GOAT
price.
We don't know if it's the greatest female tennis player of all time.
You could argue the greatest female athlete of all time.
Or the greatest tennis player of all
right,
time.
Right.
Too. That's a GOAT card.
Yeah. That is a GOAT card. So there you go. $50,000. Dan can still win with one right now. Can we get the walk-off with
Hell yeah. This 316 one. Day.
Oh, yes, my indeed. God.
C-Red got it. It's 316 day. The day we're recording this is March 16th, so I had to throw
when
in.
Was he, not Pi Day?
When was he stunning Steve?
Apparently when he was with the Chromie Luchador, the WCW. It says Chromie Luchadores 1991. This is an SGC 8.5 rookie card.
Tuxedo.
Of Stone Cold Steve Austin.
And Stone Cold actually is one of the better sellers.
Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
11 bids for this.
Crack this on my head, but, you know.
11 bids. It's sold on December 19th of last year.
What?
Stone Cold.
What?
Oh, wild bid. Wild guess.
Yep. Wrestling cards making a comeback. WWE Prism coming out pretty soon.
This was it. Panini says spring. We ain't got a release date, though.
We know it's coming.
5,500.
55 hundo, says Doug.
Those corners look a little rounded.
55 is way up.
Because I think they're supposed to be.
1250.
Dan's bid is okay, but he's one of the best-selling wrestlers out there. $350.
$350 for C-Red. Actual
they are rounded corners.
Actual price. Once again, someone was only $25 off. And it is our winner. Dan wins with the bid of $1,250.
Rigged.
$1,275. $1,275 was the final.
Well, I haven't won in a long time either. So
I mean, I know Stone Cold or Stunning Steve,
and that's the bottom line.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah, brother.
If I had some Coors Lights, I'd crack them open right now and just spray everybody.
Hey, and rest in peace, Scott Hall, man. That is one of the topic of wrestling. Rest in peace, Scott Hall.
Yeah.
One of my favorite wrestlers from the NWO era when I watched
Change the game, man. Seriously, change the game. Where it was, like, you've seen it with AEW right now, but like he goes over there and he legitimizes it. And it's like, yeah, change the game, man.
Toothpick in the mouth? I mean, ayo, right? So rest in peace. All right, guys, that is it for the hype. Thanks for listening to us on Spotify or wherever you're listening to our audio version. Tell your friends. Make sure they hit subscribe. And also go over to Mojo Break Media on YouTube. Hit subscribe there and check out our latest videos of us opening up Limited. We're giving away some Limited cards. We've got some great stuff going on with the Mint Collective. We're going to have a bunch of guests on. So that is coming up March 25th to March 27th. If you're there in Vegas, which, I mean, who needs a reason to go to Vegas? We're going to be doing free breaks, so come check out the booth C1 at, or it's either C1 or D1. You'll find us. You'll see our logo over at the Mint Collective in Vegas. Stop by, get a free shirt, join a free break, maybe buy some of my cards. It's going to be a fun time, and we'll catch you next time on The Hype.